Many people have obstacles. Some have to overcome a loss of a family member, others rejection. In the Bible, many people had the same problems, which brings us to the story of David and Goliath. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 16, it talks about how God made Saul king. But Saul disobeyed God and his orders, so God tells Samuel to anoint David king. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 17, it begins with the Philistines and the Israelites at war. The Philistines had a champion whose name was Goliath. He was about 9 feet tall. You wouldn't want to go against a person that tall. And he challenged the Israelites. He said, "If we win, you will be slaves for us. But if you win, we will be slaves for you." Which brings us to a boy named David, who was a shepherd. His father Jesse told him to go bring food to his three older brothers that were serving in the war against the Philistines. So when David went to the camp, he overheard Goliath insulting the army. David was furious because this is the Lord's army and you do not insult the Lord's army. So David asked the soldiers, "Why is no one out there fighting him? Why is no one standing up to this guy?" And the soldiers report this to Saul. And Saul's like, "Hey, maybe he'll be our champion and lead us to victory." So when David goes to Saul, he tries on armor, the basic helmet, sword, shield. Well, he can't walk in it, and he's too small for all the stuff that he put on. So David takes it upon himself to say, "I don't need armor." So he goes to a brook and picks out 5 smooth stones, and he puts in his bag with a sling. When David went up to Goliath, Goliath starts insulting him because there's a bunch of men at the camp that can be fighting right now, but they send a little boy to fight their battles for him. So in verse 45, David says, "You come to me with a sword, but I come to you with the Lord." David takes a smooth stone out of the bag and uses the sling and throws it at Goliath's forehead, killing him instantly. He falls to the ground. Then David takes Goliath's sword and cuts off his head. Now, the Philistines saw this happen, and they were afraid of him, so they fled. Then David brought the head of Goliath back to Saul. Now, no one would have believed that a tiny little boy would have beaten a tall, grown man. But in some ways, David is like Jesus. Just like how Goliath insults David, Jesus was insulted by the world. And even though they were insulted, they still believed that God was with them and that he will help them through any challenges. When David was protecting his sheep by a lion and a bear, he stood up to him face on without any weapons, just his hands, because he knew that God was with him and that he will protect him. When Jesus was praying in the garden for another way to save the people that God loves, soldiers came to him to come get Jesus, but the apostles tried to protect him. Jesus told the apostles to stand down because he knew what was coming and he accepted it. And he knew that he was doing it for a good purpose and that someday everyone will be rewarded by it. Even when David was insulted, he believed that God was always with him and that all these words may hurt, but I'll still power through it because God's with me and he's right next to me holding my hand through everything. We have to believe in ourselves because the world wants us to be just like it. It wants us to be another piece of its puzzle. The world is just a big obstacle that we have to overcome. And the Lord is with us every step of the way. He's always there, and we need to know that. We need to say we are Christians and we are going to heaven together. And I challenge you to be a great, great Christian, to learn the Bible,